This is program number LW2694. Well, you know what the difference is between an optimist and a pessimist? An optimist is one who sees an opportunity in every calamity, and a pessimist is one who sees a calamity in every opportunity. Hi, this is Larry West. For example, I've got a story for you. Once upon a time, there was a miner who worked deep in the coal mines of Wales. Now, he was an unusual sort of guy. I mean, it seemed he never had a bad word for anyone, and he never joined in with the griping and the complaining that went on around him. Whenever the guys would be standing around butchering somebody or complaining about some company policy, he was always heard to say something like, "But now, fellas, look on the bright side." And since he didn't pitch in there and help them complain, they began to resent him. One day, they decided to see if they could make him lose his temper, so they stole his dinner pail. When the whistle blew for lunch, they were watching intently. When he discovered that his lunch was missing, he put his hands on his hips and said, "Well, I've still got my appetite. Nobody can take that." See there, he was a guy who faced a calamity, but he found something positive even in the midst of it. And really, that's the way it is with life. It is. In the midst of every calamity, there's always an opportunity. There's always something good you can focus in on. Something positive that you can highlight. For example, there was a real estate agent once who had a house he was trying to sell. The prospect, looking at the house, said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Since there's a chemical plant a block north of here and a slaughterhouse three blocks south, it seems to me like the house is in a bad location." Well, the agent trying to sell the house said, "Oh, but that's why the house is in such a good location. You see," he said, "you can always tell which way the wind is blowing." See there, in every calamity, there's always an opportunity. My challenge for you today is to look on the bright side. Focus in on what's good. Search out what's positive. Don't be like the farmer who sent his son to college. At the end of the first year, the son came home to announce that he stood second academically in his class. The farmer said, "Second?" He said, "Why not first? Why do you think I'm sending you to college, to come out second?" Well, the next year, the boy returned home to announce he had increased his grade average, and he stood first in his class that year. The father looked at him and then shrugged his shoulders and said, "Well, then, it can't be much of a college after all." The optimist is the one who sees an opportunity in every calamity. The pessimist sees a calamity in every opportunity. I'd rather be an optimist than a pessimist any day. You know, one of the easiest things you can become is a grouch, a complainer, a guy who always has a critical mind, and everyone knows it, that no one likes to be around a guy like that. You know, it used to be that people's names told some trait they possessed. For example, John Longfellow was a tall guy. Jim London lived near the place called London. Mr. Gardner was so named because he, I guess you could say, had a green thumb. A man's name used to tell something about him. There's a guy in the Bible whose name was Barnabas, and according to the Bible, his name meant something. Frankly, I wish mine meant the same thing. His name meant son of encouragement. In other words, he was Mr. Positive. He was Mr. Optimist. Everybody knew Barnabas for his ability to always look on the bright side. I've got a challenge for you today. Be a Barnabas today, and let it just be the start of your being a Mr. Optimist. Talking about people's names and the different things they meant, I have a set of these Old West books put out by Time Life, and in one of them, there's an Indian whose name was Man Afraid of His Horse. Guess what his problem was? My challenge, though, today is to be a Barnabas. Be a Mr. Encouragement. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the one who gives you a reason to be optimistic is God. Jesus Christ said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Now that's a reason for optimism. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. Maybe you'd like to get a copy of it. It's free. What Controls Your Life? Maybe it will help. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.